I think we'll go ahead and get started. Good afternoon, and welcome to the session Targeting Immunization Activities During Measles Outbreaks. I'm Amy Parker, and will be moderating the session. 2008 was a big year for measles in the U.S. There were 139 reported cases and 7 outbreaks, which we'll hear more about now. Our first speaker is Ms. Patty Guest. Patty will present on behalf of Caleb Wiedemann, who is not able to be here today due to state travel restrictions. Patty is the new immunization program manager for the Arizona Department of Health Services. She has a master's of science degree in veterinary public health and has been with the department for more than 15 years. She has experience in infectious disease, including tuberculosis control, public health emergency preparedness, and environmental health. She was actively involved in the measles outbreak response that is the subject of Kayla's paper.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here today on behalf of Caleb, who is an epidemiologist with our Office of Infectious Disease Services at the Arizona Department of Health Services. And I've worked closely with him, and I was involved in the measles outbreak to some extent. And those of us at the state level partnered very closely with the local partners in Pima County, at the Pima County Health Department, who were experiencing the measles outbreak last year in 2008. Many of you probably heard about the outbreak in the media while it was happening. Unfortunately, it is known as one of the largest outbreaks associated with healthcare facilities in the nation in recent years. So on that note, we wanted to explore who was vaccinated during this outbreak. This was the first time we initiated vaccination clinics in response to a measles outbreak, in addition to our regular types of activities such as case investigations, contact investigations, and ring vaccination. So we want to share with you today some of the findings of our study that looked into the demographics of who was vaccinated in the outbreak last year. So our objectives are to describe the demographic characteristics of people vaccinated by the local health department and to compare the demographic distribution of those vaccinated during the outbreak to those vaccinated during the previous year. Really briefly, some background on measles. Measles is a viral disease that's very contagious, and it's spread through respiratory and airborne contact. Cases are infectious 4 days before and after rash onset. The incubation period is 7 to 21 days. The clinical features include a prodrome that lasts 2 to 4 days that includes fever, cough, coryza, and conjunctivitis. And sometimes there are coplic spots in the mouth. The macular-papular rash begins on the face and head and persists 5 to 6 days, and the rash disappears in the appearance in the order in which it appeared. Measles has been eliminated from the United States, but outbreaks do result from people who are infected with the disease from another, who are in another country, who then travel to the United States. The U.S. vaccination recommendations are 2 doses for all children. The first dose occurring at the age of 12 to 15 months of age, and the second dose when children are 4 to 6 years of age before they enter kindergarten or first grade. Also, students in post-high school educational facilities, international travelers who are greater than or equal to 12 months of age, and healthcare workers are required to have 2 doses. One dose is recommended for infants 6 to 11 months traveling abroad, 6 to 11 months of age traveling abroad, and all other adults. I'd like to point out that the vaccination recommendations changed in 1988, previous to 1988, The requirement was for one dose, and then post-1988, the requirement was for two doses. There was also a killed measles vaccine that was used in the early 1960s that had waning efficacy, so that I want you to keep that in mind, especially regards to the age groups that we're talking about. Basically, we have a lot of adults in our population, ages 30 to 50 years of age, who would be considered under-vaccinated with only one dose. And then also, individuals who are 51 years of age or older are considered immune to the disease because of its prevalence in the population that they were exposed when they were younger. All right, so how did the measles outbreak occur in Arizona? Basically, a Swiss traveler who was infected with a disease that was later confirmed to be measles presented at an emergency room at Hospital A two times. This patient was never isolated or placed in airborne precautions. And this all occurred during the middle of the flu season when the hospital was very overwhelmed with patients. Because of this one single patient, 3,720 initial exposures occurred, and by the end of the outbreak, 5 months later, there were more than 8,000 total contact investigations. This is a schematic of measles cases by a generation, so you can see the index case on the left. Despite all of those initial exposures, it resulted in only one case in Hospital A. This was a patient who was immune compromised, and we affectionately call her our super spreader. Exposure to her basically resulted in a set of second-generation cases in Hospital A. One was a 50-year-old healthcare worker, and the other three were unvaccinated children. And then those cases, those four cases in the second generation, then resulted in further spread in the hospital, as well as community-associated exposures and cases, for a total of 14 cases by the end of the outbreak. Okay, as an initial response to the outbreak, the health department made various recommendations, including an accelerated measles vaccination schedule. The first recommendation was for one dose for infants under 12 months of age. This early dose would not count as one of the two required to fulfill school entry requirements. The second recommendation involved an accelerated schedule for 1 to 4-year-olds. This involved the second dose being accelerated to 4 weeks after the first dose. The third recommendation required healthcare workers to supply documentation of immunity, even if born before 1957. So Hospital A had 421 employees, that was 22% of their workforce, with no documented measles immunity. And approximately 42% of these were born before 1957. Okay, so at first, the health department relied on existing vaccine clinics in order to vaccinate all people at risk. Those activities focused on healthcare workers without documentation of immunity, contacts unsure of their immunity status, and other at-risk populations. The number of people in need of vaccination began to overwhelm the existing public health infrastructure, though, and that was due to a huge amount of media attention that was both very helpful in getting the word out to the community about the health department's activities and the nature of the disease, et cetera. But it was also sometimes very confusing, and people had a very difficult time dealing with the messages and understanding their own risk of being exposed to the disease. So the media attention evolved into a lot of community-wide concern. The health department was already greatly strained trying to undertake the 8,000 illness case investigations. And then there were other problems faced by the health department in just the difficulty of vaccinating the sheer number of contacts uncertain of their vaccination status. And then always looming was the concern, were we all doing enough to prevent community spread? Were we vaccinating and targeting the people that we needed to target? So amid a lot of political pressures and great concern, mass vaccination clinics were opened by the County Health Department. They were open to the public in three locations in the Pima County region. They involved open-air clinics where suspect rash cases could be vaccinated and not expose others. And they would enable large numbers of healthcare workers to be vaccinated as well. Word spread via the media throughout the community. So here are some pictures of one of the clinics. And 17,000 doses later, the mass vaccination clinics closed. And at least 21,000 doses of vaccine, MMR vaccine, were given out during this entire outbreak. And so we want to see basically who we ended up vaccinating. The local health department has always entered their vaccinations into the Arizona's Electronic Immunization Registry, ACES. Regardless of age, it's mandated by law that all immunizations for children go into that registry, but the registry is a lifespan registry that also accepts adult records. Based on that, we decided to compare the 2007 Health Department vaccination data with the 2008 Health Department vaccination data. We looked only at doses given directly by the Health Department for both years and excluded doses from other providers to keep the data comparable. We looked at the entire course of the outbreak, which was February 19th through July 21st. And we queried the data in November of 2008 to make sure that we were able to capture delayed records due to delayed data entry. So this chart is pretty obvious. You can see the 21,766 records of vaccination for 2008, and this was triple the baseline for the four-year average. Here is a chart broken down by age distribution. You can see in a normal year in 2007, the health department vaccinated very few children between the ages of 6 and 12 months. It was basically, I believe, 3. Most of the MMR immunizations occurred to children who were 1 to 4 years of age and a good percentage of 5 to 9 years of age. Adults were proportionally a smaller part of those vaccinated, and they included healthcare workers and the occasional traveler for the most part. Oh, let's go back very quickly. I'd like you to notice the magnitude of the scale. On this chart for 2007, you can see in the 1 to 4-year-olds, there were just over 800 vaccinations given in 2007. Versus 2008, the magnitude is 10 times greater. So while the column for the 1 to 4-year-olds is smaller, it actually is reflecting almost 2,000 vaccinations to that age group as compared to the 800 in the year before. So if you look at this chart, you can see that we had significant increases in vaccinating children between the ages of 6 and 12 months of age. We did have significant increases in the children as well, but in the young children as well, but by far the greatest proportion of vaccinations occurred in the adult population, starting at 21 to 50 years, 51 to 64 years of age, and 65 years of age and over. This shows the percent distribution of the vaccine, and the pie diagram on the left shows 2007, and you can see that a majority of the cases were of the vaccinations that occurred were in children, and basically among young children, young children comprised about 80% of all vaccinations given, versus the 2008 distribution that shows, again, just over 80% of the vaccinations given to adults. So let's look more closely at that increase that we're talking about between the years. You will see that that column on the right shows the magnitude of increase. And basically, for example, you will see that in 2008, we ended up vaccinating 91 times the number of children in that age group as compared to 2007. You can see that increase is very huge for the adults, almost 26 times, 140 times, and 1,986 times what was done in 2007 for the similar age groups. And then this chart also shows the percent change between the 2 years in the vaccinations. And bottom line is the largest percent change was 198,500% in the 65 and over age group. So to review, 1,986 doses were given to adults over the age of 65. Most of these people were likely immune to measles per the ACIP guidelines and were unlikely to be high risk. Those vaccinations were delivered at a cost of over $36,000. On the plus side, 273 infants between 6 and 12 months of age were vaccinated by clinics, and these are infants that would have otherwise had no immune protection. And we actually did have one case in this age group. We didn't have any cases in the over 65 group. The total estimated cost of the outbreak was containing the outbreak was over $2 million. So what we want to know is why adult vaccinations were so abundant. Bottom line, a lot of people who got vaccinated were healthcare workers in the 21 to possibly 65 year age group. It also involved vaccinating a lot of exposed contacts who were unsure of vaccination. And in general, we had a lot of concerned adults out there who wanted to be vaccinated as well. What are some of the limitations to our study? There's some possible reporting lag in ACES. Not all doses may have been entered at the time of the data pool. They could have been lost or delayed. Data completeness is an issue. We didn't look at the distribution of vaccine given by private providers in the community. And again, adults are not required to be entered into ACES, although Pima County does enter all of their adults, at least the health department does. And then another limitation is that there's no true measure of immune status. Vaccination history and antibody titer information are not available. So in conclusion, you know, mass vaccination of the general population is really not all that practical. There's no epidemiological evidence shown by this study. There's no cost benefit of mass vaccination shown, and this is consistent with previous studies. And many doses were used on people who likely did not need them. Vaccination interventions need to be specifically targeted. It's important to use epidemiological data to target vaccination efforts. And resources are limited in outbreak responses, and it's important to consider that risk is not evenly distributed across the population. Public health messaging must be specific and concentrate on those truly at risk. We need to create both awareness and reassurance. And there needs to be a balance between public demand for action and the true cost benefits of vaccination. And I'd like to point out that the political pressures are enormous, and sometimes they often do outweigh some of our best scientific data and practical experience. I'd like to acknowledge the dedication and hard work of the Pima County Health Department. And also CDC for their tremendous support and the provision of vaccine. And I'd like to summarize and say that basically what we found is that our vaccination efforts were extremely effective. However, they weren't that efficient. So when we really needed a chisel to be most efficient at what we were doing, we ended up using a sledgehammer. All right, and here is Caleb's information. It's in the presentation if any of you want to do any follow-up questions directly with him. Thank you very much.